Welcome to the greatest men's club in the world. It's not a country club, it's a grilling club, where every weekend they're going to talk about taking an animal and throwing it on some scorching flames and turning it into the tastiest morsels of goodness on this earth. As a matter of fact, it's kind of caveman, but they don't drag women into their cave. No, they're going to teach you how to make that food so good you can lure them into your cave and keep her hair looking good. When you want to find the center of the barbecue universe, just look at a map of North America and look for that big grilling mitt. That's where they're at. It's the Grilling Guys.
Welcome, you are listening to Grilling Guys on the Grilling Guys Talk Network. It's turned a little bit like winter all of a sudden. I think our pass on the cold weather is gone, and we are officially snowy and cold. And, I'm feeling pretty good about my Stormy Cromer wear. It's keeping me warm, and we're looking good in it. And a great, great thing for a Christmas gift for the griller out there. And that's what this show's all about. We're going to be breaking down a bunch of gift ideas. We do this every year. It's an annual show, and this is the one. So I'm Jop, and he's Barbecue Bob. What's cooking, baby?
Hey, yeah, thanks, and welcome to the Grilling Guys. No matter how you're listening, if you're on a podcast, if you're streaming us online, or if you're one of our affiliate stations around Michigan, thanks for taking time to hang out with us for a little while. And we work hard at trying to bring you stuff that Grilling Guys like and Grilling Gals like. And we're going to talk about things you can buy, because I don't know about you, but for me, when it comes down to buying presents for people, I sometimes really struggle. And when it comes to buying for my wife, I'm kind of a failure. So I let my daughters, I hope she's not listening, I let my daughters do all that shopping. So I know she's not listening. She never listens to me.
Right. Well, no, and you know what? You've got help. And you're not unlike a lot of guys that don't that aren't the best listeners throughout the year and what they can get their wives. But we're going to have some stuff for wives on the show a little bit later. We're going to talk with Gina from Stormy Cromer, and I think pretty much that whole segment is about stuff you can get for the ladies from Stormy Cromer, which is quality clothing. And if you buy a lady quality clothing, generally you're in the right area.
The first time I brought my wife home a ladies Cromer, I was really worried that she wouldn't like it. Now, she loves going to the UP with me because my family's from there and all my relatives, and she's really adopted it as a cool place. But she's also a city girl from Detroit and likes the styling, and so I'm always a little worried. I've countrified. I've made her a little bit of a redneck. So
rubs off, baby. I'm a testimony to that as well.
She walks both of those sides of the fence. But so I gave her the first one, and gosh, she's got three of them now. All her girlfriends now have them, and they're very trendy. So, you know, they've made that a fashion statement, and it's like a Michigan or a Midwest thing, but you see them all over the place now.
Even in the movies.
Yeah. So, it's kinda cool. So we had a great time at the chili cook-off last weekend. Jop, why don't you break that down for everybody?
Well, doing the professional segue is that I was wearing my Stormy Cromer vest and Stormy flannel, and I got lots of compliments on that. Great gift idea for the guys, ladies. But we competed against 38 different chilies there, and we were in a division that we were with, paired with brewers. And I think about half of the chilies were with a brewer combination, which meant that you use some of that beer in their chili, which we did. And then there was an open division that wasn't tied with the brewery. Now, I'm proud to say that the Grilling Guys won our division. And so we were the People's Choice winner for the division that was paired with the brewers. Our friends at Gravel Bottom Brewery made us a smoky stout that worked very well with our chili. And we threw down against our competition and emerged the victors. So it was a good day, a lot of fun. Uh-huh. There was about 1,000 people there at this thing. So
I think there was all that.
Yeah.
That was a busy event. I would like to give a little disclaimer. You posted a live feed video where I'm taking a sip out of my label.
Ladle.
Yeah. And I did that actually twice, and somebody complained about it. But I want you to know that when I did that, I washed the ladle immediately and then took a Lysol
sanitizing
wipe to it
wipe.
Right in front of everybody. I mean,
right.
Because I wanted a clean spoon. Yep. And, hindsight, yeah, I probably should have dipped a cup in or something like that. But I don't know. It's a chef thing.
Well, yeah. And, I mean, you had a glove on. You're stirring the chili with the ladle.
But
if you
I
didn't
took
see
a sip out of it with my lips, so my lips touched it.
But, he pulled the ladle
but
out.
But I washed
took
the ladle.
Sip,
I did that a couple times, yeah. And I took a sip. So whoever saw that and was freaked out about it, I apologize. We were kind of in the zone there, and
we had the music going. We were putting the final touches on the chili before we turned it into the judges. So it was like this is the moment, and that's why I was taking a video of it. But the lesson learned there is you post something to Facebook, you never know who's going to look at it, because whoever it was that looked at it called the health department, and the health department called the organizers of the chili cook-off and said the grilling guys are, you know, drinking out of their chili pot, which was absolutely not the case.
But I understand it might look a little freaky.
Right.
So,
but anyway,
lesson learned
we
for
got
me.
Through it.
Lesson learned there for right. me. I'm
they,
just a backyard hack.
Right. They so far they haven't come knocking on our door wanting our trophy back. So I think it might have blown over. But life's good.
Yeah.
We had a lot of fun anyway, and kudos to the guys in Ada that put that thing together, because this is their third year, and to have a couple thousand people at that or whatever it was, and that many chilies and beers and bands and stuff is a good time. It was a really good time, and I hope you got out and had a chance to join
us. My only regret is that we didn't make enough. I'm going to go buy a great big pot next year.
Cauldron.
Yes. I'm going to get one of those 7 gallons,
right.
So we can make 5 or 6 gallons, and then have a gallon left over, because a lot of people in my family that didn't get to go to the thing are all saying, "Did you bring me back any?" It's like, no.
No, we gave it away.
But I'm going to have to try and duplicate that again.
Right.
Like today, you know, right after the show, I'm right now heading up to Whipple Lake when we're done. My car's packed. I'm ready to roll. I got my new muzzle loader. I got my new boots. I've got all kinds of cold weather gear, because we're getting nailed, and I'm going to be up there a couple days. Because my wife's gone, so it's a good thing.
Yeah,
I don't have to worry about anything, and I'm gonna do my very best to knock down a nice buck. And my buddy Ted's meeting me over there. We've got I've got a nice selection of beers that I'm pulling out of the garage for the thing, and we're just gonna have a good time. Probably go up to the Chase Creek Smokehouse tonight for dinner.
Imagine that.
Yep.
That's a great place to go.
Yep.
So you might not be right
camp.
Out first light tomorrow morning if you spend some time at Chase Creek.
I probably won't hunt tomorrow morning, because I got to get up and head back to Grand Haven. My brother, my oldest brother, is turning 70, so we're having a brunch.
So you're
for him,
going up so. For an evening hunt?
I'm going for an afternoon and evening
hunt. Yep, absolutely. Well, that'll be a lot of fun.
Yeah.
And it's always fun to get the muzzleloader out. It's yet another weapon that you have in your repertoire, and you get to get out there, and it gives you another reason to get out in the woods and blow the stink off, and probably wear some more of your Stormy Cromer to get yourself warm.
You got but, that right.
Yeah, it's kind of wonderful to be able to do that kind of stuff and be able to get away. And,
well, it's
and
nice
have
to
fun.
Have snow, because when I was hunting up a few weeks back, bow hunting, and I shot that little doe, everything's so brown. It's about impossible to see them moving. They get up so close to you before you got to catch the movement. And I hunt in about, you know, a 200-degree area.
That you can see, cover, and sure.
You know, so I'm not like a little 90-degree funnel. I'm usually sweeping side to side, and when you're doing that, it's very hard to see the movement.
Yep. But a standing deer is almost impossible unless they're right
really,
out in the open.
Really, really tough. You know, right. Hopefully you see a little tail wag, but some of the best success I've had doing that is when I get down out of my blind, out of boredom, or out of my doghouse, and I got that new Browning from Alan Bob's, that square one. It's a beautiful doghouse. But I get out of there, and I start doing still hunting where I'm walking really slow, where you take like one step every 30 seconds, very slow. It's so painful to do that it drives you nuts when you first start doing it. But almost every time I do that, I see deer.
Yeah.
It's really incredible. If you move slowly, very slowly, and it's an Indian method, a Native American method, if you do that, you can move in on the deer. They're right by you very often. You're just not seeing them.
Right. Speaking of Native American, coming up next, we're going to be talking to Gina from Stormy Cromer, a Native American company that is born, bred, and founded in Michigan. And we're going to be talking with her about some pretty affordable Christmas gifts. You're listening to Grilling Guys on the Grilling Guys Talk Network. Stick with us. We'll be back.
And my dear, we're still goodbye. But as long as you'd love me so, Let it snow and snow.